Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Amper sê ek jy praat te vroeg. Amper sê ek nou, dit is te vinnig. Hy was too quick.
Hy is verskrikkelijk ongeskik.
Hy is helemaal te vinnig. Hy het geen kans dat ons om aankondig nie. Hy praat sommer klaar voor die tyd. Daar was die heren. Ons volgende gas, jy ken hierdie persoon baie, baie goed. Ek gaan net vir jou sê, want hierdie persoon wat nou volgende hier by ons is, jy ken hom, dalk het jy al van hom gehoor voor jy, maar ek kan vir jy nou sê, jy ken sy, jy gaan sy stem baie goed herken. En ek wil net hierdie oomblikkie gou gebruik om te sê, ons volgende gas in die atelier, Intira gaan ook nie aankom.
Nee, hy moet.
Ek gaan sê dat hy net hallo sê en dan sê dit enigiets, sê dit 'n sin, wat ook al jy wil sê.
Ek voel hy moet sê, soos wat hy vir ons elkeen, almal by Groot FM, ons noem het 'n liner.
Yes.
So, jy moet nou jou eie liner doen.
Ja.
Oh my word.
Wat?
Yes.
Alright.
Ek het geen idee waarvan jy praat nie.
Stop het, hou op so goed wees. Hoorie, luister hier, as jy gewonder het wie hierdie is, hierdie persoon wat in die atelier saam met ons is, is natuurlijk Renier Bester. Jy hoor elke liewe dag sy stem, want dit is Groot FM 90.5 sy stasiestem. Hy is meer famous as al die omroepers hier, want hy is op al die shows elke dag, die hele dag.
Chris, ja, maar ons wat? Noem mekaar in dieselfde intonasie as wat jy ons name op die lig sê.
Ja.
Dit is hoe dit nou gaan.
Maar jylle, wanneer kry ek 'n billboard?
Ja, wel, ek sê het real, ek ken mense op laag plekke, bro. Jy weet praat, as jy twee stoel.
Renier is een van die mense, die min mense, dit was alles eil gesaai, wat ewe goed klink en lyk.
Ja, nee, verseker.
Was nie baie nie.
Hoor jy my buddy, ek wil net vir jou sê, kyk, ons het allemaal al probeer om jou stem na te maak.
Mm-mm.
Ons val, it fails miserably, alright, so.
Maar ek dink, die rede wat ek die gig gekry het diesel, is omdat ek soos jy probeer klink het.
Oh, what?
So, actually.
Wie wat, dat sal nie vir jou goed uitwerk, dit kyk goed yes. Let me tell you that much. Ren, hoe gaan het met jou, man?
Yes, dit gaan amazingly goed en is so lekker om hier te wees. It's unbelievable.
Ja,
mm.
Jy het jou vrou saamgebring vanmorgen en ons kan nie wacht met haar. Dit is die eerste keer wat ek jou ontmoet. It's the first time I know that you're English, so we're going to chat English.
Adele, you need to breathe. I'm afraid you're going to pass out.
I wonder if she's got as beautiful voice as well. Just say hi to her. Let me just hear. Ach, en daar mis ek
oh, my word.
Sorry, let's try that again. Let's try that again.
Hallo, Jella.
All right, I'm Mike.
Yes, this is my Afrikaans.
Kijk nou net.
How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, a little nervous, but good.
Listen, let me tell you, how is it to live with a voiceover artist?
You know, he speaks like that at home.
Yeah, I can
good
imagine.
Morning.
I think that's amazing.
That must be amazing, huh?
Everything's an announcement.
Yeah, what are we having tonight? Spaghetti and bolognese.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you eat it actually?
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah.
Act so bad.
Every now and then. And then I'm like, don't voice over me.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, maar ek moet sê, I think wat teen teen gebeur is, oral waar jy gaan, sodra mense weet, jy is die stasie stem, want ek weet, ons gaan nie daar oor praai, maar jy was al reg oor, you've been around the block, jy was al by baie ander stasie, was die stasie stem gewees, baie ads, dat die mense jou stem hoor en so. En as jy dan sê, jy is Renier Bester, wat die voice over doen, vraag mense actually vir jou, okay, sê gewoon my naam of iets.
Ja, dit het in vroeger jare het dit definitief gebeur.
Ja.
But I think I shut it down.
Jesus, nee, stop it dit. Is jy ekkie? It's somebody else.
It's awkward, it's weird.
Kan nie altyd werk nie.
Yeah,
my goodness. Well, ek het actually nou gevra, ek het vir Sharunika gesê, want dan nou my voicemail opneem. Maar anyway, luister, kom ons begin. Let's go way back. Where did it all start for you? Did you start off as a voiceover artist? Did you start off as an artist? Because we're going to get to the music now. But where did it all start for you?
Ja, muziek was definitief die eerste ding. Dit is ou Barney Simon wat my in die voice-over ding ingekry het.
Oh, wow.
Deure oopgemaak, unbelievably. And he didn't benefit from it at all. Just
sure.
The goodness of his heart. So, dit was definitief muziek gewees vir baie jare voordat die voice-over deur oopgemaak het. En ek is net so dankbaar daarvoor. Ek sê vir my vrou heeltyd, I'm just so grateful because God just went, I'm going to give you a voice and when you speak, people are going to pay you.
Come on.
What? Yes. Who gets to do that? I didn't study. I didn't. Obviously, word mense bietjie beter soos jy ouer raak, maar what a blessing, man. Unbelievable.
So, ek het die voorreg gehad. Ek ken jou eintlik al baie, baie lang. Mm. Ek het vir 'n platenmaatskappy gewerk destyds, Maranatha. En ons het op daai stadium met ons 1440. Mm. En sy musiek het ons versprei. Want jy was die hoofsanger van die band 1440. Was dit die eerste band of het jy iets voor dit gehad?
Ek dink dit was die eerste band
yes.
In Suid-Afrika. So, daar was 'n
ja.
4-jaar sojourn in Engeland met 'n band met die naam Nowhere Near the Garden.
Sure.
Maar in Suid-Afrika, ja, 1440 was die eerste een.
So, vat ons terug. How did that happen? How did you decide to, and what is 1440? What did that mean at that time?
Ja, 1440, wow. Dat is baie jare terug.
Ja.
So, al my muziek, tot en met 3 jaar terug, was out of brokenness. I hated myself, and all I wanted was for people to say, you're okay. And so, just a terrible reason to make music, obviously. Maar 1440 het begin, die naam is 1440, 1440, because there are 1,440 minutes in a day, use them wisely. That was the idea. And the bands were always meant to glorify God. That was the idea. But because of my brokenness and the affirmation that I needed and whatever, it ended up in sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Every time a band just kind of started to make it, I'd mess it up. And I'd love to tell you the story at some point about how that got sorted out. Yeah.
Ons gaan nou daar kom, want ek weet daar's 'n amazing story daar. We want to get to the new band. It's called Jacksonville and the new song. Well, like, we loved it. The first time you hear it, my stuur daar eerste keer. Blown away. Ek sê dit nou vir Sharnika. Ja, hierdie song. This is really good. Jy het ook jou kitaar saam gebring en ek kan nie wag dat jy vir ons net hierna een song live gaan doen, maar voor ons daarby kom, koes nog gou
die
verkeer.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharnika.
Alright, so Renier Bester by ons, natuurlijk Groot FM 95 se stasiestem, dis eigenlijk die beste manier om jou bekend te stel, maar ek weet mense gaan nou nogal weggeblaas wees. Die Renier het as hy om ongelooflike stasiestem en een voice-over nie, maar ook een fenomenale kunstenaar. Man, jy gaan vir ons een song live doen. Wat gaan jy begin mee vir ons?
Ja, so jy gaan nie single speel, so ek gaan nie dit doen nie, maar ja. Daar is een country man met die naam van Matt Stell. Here we go. En die single wat hom op die map gesit het, gaan 10-10-1 Jacksonville se tweede single wees. So, ja. I thought I'd practice it live.
Practice it live.
Hier is ook net de algemene aankondiging vir elke omroeper by Groot FM. Dit sal in jou program speel vir die volgende 3 jaar.
Right, luister hier, ons is op Facebook live. Here we go.
I've never been one to ask for help. I need a mountain moved, I move with myself.
Immunidew, trotse borg van die Groot Breakfast. Keer dat spanning jou gemoed beïnvloed.
I kept my faith like that old King James said I'm supposed to. It's hard to imagine bigger than I could fathom. Didn't know you from Adam, but I pray for you. Pray for you.
Ah, oh, come on. What? Yes, man. Wat jy kan ek het vir jou sê, ek het 'n true story ook, wat ek ook 'n story het van Ren, ek het baie stories van Ren. So op 'n stadium, terwyl ons pastoor destijds, ek was by 'n kerk betrokke, en ons pastoor bel my en sê vir my, luister hier so, daar is 'n platemaatskappy, hulle begin hier 'n nuwe band, dis 3 stemme, hulle soek 3 vocals, 3 ouens om te gaan sing in die band. Wil jy nie gaan vir audisie nie? Ek sê, ja, sure, let's go, let's do it. Stap in die dag, dude. Ek stap in die atelier in, nee, maar nou is ek hevig geïntimideer, want dit is soos glad nie my sien nie. Stap in die studio in, ek check hierdie, ek dacht, nee, wat as gaan ek doen? Toe ren in die studio instap, toe weet ek wie dit is. Ek sê, you know what, yeah, I'm out, that's the end of it. En jy,
was dit vir Amen?
Dit was Amen, yes. Ja, ek het geaudition vir die, well, never made it, maar yes, ja, ek moet vir sê, jy het amazing goed gedoen daar ook. Man, maar jy is... Jy het ongelooflike diepte. How's that writing songs out of brokenness? Is wat jy nou vroeg gesê. Dit is wat meeste van jou liedjies geïnspireer het. So, where did this change come? Well, if I say change, where did things start to change for you?
Well, ek het my vrou verlaat. Die amazing girl wat hier langs my sit. In, aan die einde van 2019. And we're going to try and compress the story. But we were separated for 6 months. And in die 6 maande het my vrou gegoogle, can one person save a marriage? Because she had been through multiple affairs and addiction and rehab and just terrible behavior from me. And so she googled, can one person save a marriage? Hoping to hear, no, leave his backside. En sy het a video gekry van 'n organisasie met die naam van Marriage Helper in Nashville. En sy het hulle, do you want to tell the story? You have a voice. Lovely lady.
So really late one night, I Googled, can one person save a marriage? And I'm really just hoping for someone to set me free. Go, no, move on with your life. It's over. He's never going to change. And instead, I find this video that fills me with more hope than I was really looking for. And it was something different to anything I'd heard before. Ren and I had been basically in marriage counseling from day one. Like 8 marriage counselors in 8 years.
How long have you been married now? Sorry?
It'll be 13 years.
13, right, okay.
Yeah. So literally 8 marriage counselors, and I'd never heard the things that these people were talking about in Marriage Help in this video. And I thought, you know what? I don't want regret in my life. I don't want to wake up one day and think, oh, what if I just tried that one thing? What if I just tried what they were explaining? And so I did. I literally decided I'm going to start working on my marriage. I'm going to start saving my marriage while he was gone. Like, became his best friend.
But that's what I wanted to ask now, because obviously that was the question that you asked, can one person save a marriage? And you found these answers, but at the end of the day, you kind of had to convince him to get on board as well. Like, how does that work?
No, exactly. Exactly. That's what makes these principles so insane. So I start working these principles and I work on myself and I literally become his best friend. I didn't have to convince him. He was drawn. Everything I was doing was pulling him back towards me.
Wat interessant was, want om te doen wat jy doen, wat ek gedoen het, moet jy jou spouse vilify. You have to make them the villain in order to just, because you're living in opposition to your beliefs and values. I'm a Christian, God-fearing man, and I'm choosing to have affairs and leave my family. So you're in cognitive dissonance all the time. And wat so frustrerend was, ek het vir my vriende gesê, this is killing me. I'm trying to hate this woman, but she's becoming amazing. I have nothing to make her the villain about anymore. So die werk wat sy gedoen het was incredible.
Yeah, and I was no piece of cake. You know, I really made Ren's life miserable. There was a time after one of the affairs came out that I was like, you choose today, me or music, right? Because I thought it's music. Music is the devil. Music is the thing that's making my husband do these things.
Isn't this amazing? Like the restoration. Now she's my biggest fan. Incredible.
The way you look at each other is like, I'm sitting here with goosebumps because when we had the conversation that you were going to come with, we knew this was going to be special, but seeing this and hearing it is mind-blowing.
Let me just ask, in that time that he was not there, I mean, what went through your mind? I mean, you said now that you were still working really hard, but did you really have hope, or did you start losing hope at some point? How did that all, and how did you reunite, if I can call it that?
So yes, there were moments where I was weak, moments where I was like, I just don't know if I can do this anymore, because it doesn't look like they are turning around. So you're doing all this work. It's kind of like him going to the gym and expecting me to be losing weight, right?
Exactly.
So I'm the one doing all the work and hoping he's going to turn around. But that's not exactly the way it works. What ends up happening is you create a safe space for this person. And what that safe space does is allows them to start healing, is allows them to start opening up to you. And what he receives from me, judgment or criticism or control, versus the new person that I am, love and acceptance and forgiveness.
And that's what he needed. Can I maybe ask? It's a very vulnerable place. I really thank you. Yes, Ren, thank you that you let so opmaak hieroor, want ek weet it is rarig, very much a vulnerable place to share this. But I mean, it's all for the glory of God that
Absolutely.
You are doing this. And this is amazing. What was it that... Because, I mean, I think the default would be to, like you said, to start being harsh and hard and judge and criticize. And because you've got this real sad, because there's some hurt that might have been triggered within you as well.
Absolutely.
You need to protect yourself.
And I mean, it was a totally different approach. So what was it that you found that he actually then needed instead of the criticism, judgment, everything else?
It's really funny that you asked that, because the whole reason I knew what he needed is because that's what I was finally getting. I finally started healing myself, started working through the things that I was putting on him the whole time. I mean, things were bad between us. It was the second affair. When the second affair came out, I literally was like possessed by some rage demon. I threw everything he owned into our swimming pool.
Guitars, bass guitars, Max, plectrums, live speakers.
Yeah,
we laugh about it now because there's been such complete healing. But you can imagine the Jerry Springer show when that thing happens.
Exactly to your point, I lived from a place of anger and resentment and vengeance. I wanted to hurt him as much as he had hurt me. And every time I did something to try and hurt him back, I only hurt myself more. So the journey was discovering that this man didn't lie awake at night in bed thinking, how am I going to destroy my wife tomorrow? That he was just living from a place of brokenness, just like I was living from a place of brokenness. My controlling behavior, my criticism, my judgment came from my brokenness. And I can't even imagine how he must have felt being married to somebody. Can you imagine coming home every day of your life and being controlled and judged and criticized for being a crappy person according to her standards? You know, and so when I realized that about myself, those are the things that I started to change. That's not the kind of wife I dreamed of being. You don't lie awake at night in bed when you're 14 and think, I think one day I'll be super judgmental and angry and bitter and resentful. You know, yes. But stuff happens. Life happens. We get hurt. We have previous relationships and we carry that brokenness into the next one. So here I come along and marry this man and go, here you go. Here's your laundry long list of things that you have to make up for all of the things that people have done to me in the past. And so we hurt each other over and over and over again.
But het jy dit ooit so verstaan, Ren? Het jy ooit daai gekom om te sê, maar daai kom ook vanuit 'n plek van seel? Like, did you get that as well or not?
Nee, glad nie. Ek het begin dwelms gebruik toe ek 20 jaar oud was. And you don't emotionally mature when you use drugs. So for like 23 years, I remained a teenager. So daar was nie 'n punt waar ek se gedink het, miskien ek wonder of sy seer het. I just feel attacked and I feel controlled. And judged, and well, screw you, buddy. That's it. It's just immature reaction to not getting my way. So in your dog was nie.
Ons gaan net hierna gaan ons verder gesels. Hier is incredible. Bly net waar jy is.
Die groot breakfast.
But can I just tell you, I'm breaking all the radio rules. Yeah, I'm supposed to play music now, but I want to get too deep into this story.
Gaan dan.
As jy net by ons ingeskakel het, ons stasie stem weer is the best way to announce, and you'll probably have a better reference now after we get to the song. Maar ons stasie stem, Renier Bester, wat jy elke liewe dag die hele tijd hoor, groot FM, I'm not even going to try it.
Jy hoor hom meer as wat jy enig iemand anders op die stasie hoor.
En hy sê by ons, sy lieflike vrou is hier by ons. En hierdie getuienis van julle, buddy, is amazing. Ek moet vir sê, die WhatsApp line is so pas begin uitbom hier. So van mense wat sê, by the way, somebody's asking that video that you watched. Can you remember what video that was?
You can literally type on YouTube, Can One Person Save a Marriage? Marriage Helper.
Marriage Helper.
And that will, it'll bring up any one of those videos. Once you start, you go down the rabbit hole.
Ren, ek dink, kom ons vat gou, doen vir ons nog 'n song.
Okay.
En dan net hierna, dan gaan ons verder in die story ingaan, want ek wil eintlik hoor, how did this thing end up? How did it resolve? To see from what we've heard to what we're seeing now, it's totally the opposite. And ek wil eintlik daai story.
Looking at you, like imagining that this came from a place of ultimate, like unbridled brokenness, is kind of unbelievable.
Yeah. Vat vir ons nog 'n song, buddy.
So finally kry ek my droom om Afrikaanse musiek, dis nie my droom nie, maar ek het vir so baie jare probeer om in die Afrikaanse musiekbedryf in te kom, en meeste van die comments was, jy klink Engels as jy Afrikaanse, so met my Engelse accent,
Reiner,
ja, het ek hierdie song geskryf. Liefde kan breek, hartseer kan wen, maar as jou kop op my rus, wil my hart my drome verken.
Immunedew, die een wat jou geld spaar, want hy bevat omtrent als. Trotzeborg van die Groot Breakfast.
Jy's weg met my hemp aan jou lijf, verdwijn met my drome, jy spoor doen. Is my hart alweer, kan myself net nie keer, wat sal jy sê, as ek sê ek's lief vir jou, hier is my hart alweer, kan myself net nie keer, wat sal jy sê, as ek sê ek's vir jou.
Jassie. Dude.
Dankie vir niks, Rem.
Yes, buddy. Is dit die song wat jy geskryf het? Wanneer het jy hierdie song geskryf?
Hierdie song is binne in die brokenness geskryf. So, maar die amazing ding is, jy probeer, right? Dis nie asof ek 23 jaar een pad gegaan het en gegaan het ek probeer dink wat die staf alles en die Here en my vrou en my kinders en my familie, I don't care. I cared all the time. Ek was net vasgevang in die sonde en in die, as enigiemand ooit weet wie ek regtig is, gaan ek alles verloor. En so, die enigste manier om vry te kom van hierdie goed is to confess it. Confess your sins one to another so that you may be healed. Maar ek dink ek gaan die ultimate rejection ervaar, as if anyone knows. And so you keep it inside. En die enigste ding wat my bietjie beter maak voel oor myself, is to do it again. Whatever I know that gives me a dopamine hit, affair, drugs, alcohol, en jy maak net daai mishoop groter en groter en groter, and then eventually you think there's no way out.
So, I think there's a lot of people, and ek watch hierdie WhatsApp line, dit gaan bos op hierdie stadium. Yeah. There's a lot of people that can relate to this story. And sadly, it doesn't always work out well.
For sure.
What was different here?
I think the thing that made it different is I chose different. I had children and I wanted to leave a better legacy for my children than I had. I came from a divorced family and I saw the impact that it had. I knew what it felt like to not have a dad around and I didn't want that for them. And so this decision wasn't just about me and my vindication, me and my hurt. There were other little lives that mattered and lives that were going to be here long after I was not. So I wanted to set this family up and break these curses, these things that have been holding this family down for generations. I wanted to break them.
I've got to ask you, like, obviously this was a process and it wasn't always easy. Was there like a make or break moment in of Renierie het ook nou gepraat van daai om alles te confess en daar buite te sit en maar net hoop sy is okay daarmee. Was daar so oomblik vir julle gewees?
Ja, daar was definitief a breakthrough moment. So, to lockdown announce was in 2020. Toe bel my vrou my en sê, sal ek asseblief kom help met die kiddies vir 21 dae, 21 days to flatten the curve, right? En ek wou nie. Ek was in 'n diep in 'n affair ingewees en 'n klomp ander en ek het weer begin dwelms gebruik en drink en I couldn't look her in the eyes. Maar ek het besluit om my lewe te neem aan die einde van April 2020. I couldn't live under the weight of the sin and the secrets and ek het gedink ek gaan nooit vrykom hiervanaf nie. En die rede hoekom ek besluit het om te gaan bly daar is ek dog let me hang out with my kids for 3 weeks before I end it all. En die tweede Saterdagoggend van lockdown sit ek en my vrou buite oorkant mekaar en sy sê vir my, I feel like you're hiding things and I'm concerned for your soul. Why don't you just get it off your chest? Confess your sins one to another so that you may be healed. And access, there is no ways. The last keer het my studio in die swembad ingegaan. This time she's going to drive my car into the pool if I'm lucky. En ek is skaam. I can't intelig ek. En sê, daar is niks nie. And she was like lovingly relentless. Dit was nie controlling, so sê my wat gaan aan, ek weet daar is iets wat aan, jy weet daai natural way of doing things. Dit was sag, maar relentless. En ek kon nie ergens heen gaan nie. Dit was 21 dae se hard lockdown. I would have just left, got in the car and left. But my sister, jy had it georganiseerd, het, kon ek nie ergens heen gaan nie. En sê het 'n paar keer probeer. En toe eventually toe dog ek, okay, miskien as ek 3 goed confess wat kind of erg is, but not the worst of the lot. Miskien sal sy my uitlos en die Heilige Gees sal my uitlos en ons kan aangaan. En ek confess 3 goed, wat historically a massive blowout so gewees het. Dit was bad enough in a marriage. En haar response was, I'm so glad you shared that with me. It's amazing. But that's not everything. And I'd love to say I made an honorable decision in that moment to confess everything. But honestly, she wasn't letting it go. And I couldn't go anywhere. And I thought, you know what, you're going to kill yourself anyway and just confess. And I spent 45 minutes confessing everything. Women, drugs, relapses, financial stuff, lies. Terrible, terrible, terrible things. And aan die einde van die 45 minute het sy langs my kom sit en haar arms om my gesit en gesê, I love you so much. I'm so glad you're free. And in an instant, God changed my heart. In an instant, I believe I'll take, remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. En wat ek nou gaan sê, align nie eintlik met my theology nie, maar the change was so drastic, I don't know if I was saved before then. Hoe ek my vrou sien, hoe ek na my kinders kyk, hoe ek na ander vrouens kyk met respect, hoe ek na werk kyk, en it's, ek kan het nie veel verduidelik nie, just the most incredible thing, en ons moes a journey deurloop, right, daar was, the way she did this was incredible, ek moes goed skoonmaak, right, ek het a spider web van rubbish aangejaag, and I needed to put an end to that, and she sat with me while I did those things. I've told my wife everything, block, don't ever contact me again, sikke goed. Wat ek jou wil vertel, Nadie, wat, that's just mind-blowing, en hoekom ons praat oor marriage helpe, is, omtrent 50% van my inkomste het gekom van musiek af, voor pre-lockdown, en so ons was in ons kanonen, ons het bitter amper alles verloor, en, my vrou, ek sal 'n lang story kort maak, my vrou sê, why don't we contact marriage helpe, and see if there's anything we can do there, and maybe there's a job for us. And I says, you got to be kidding me, man. Like, in Nashville, they're massive. And what do I have to give? I can tell you exactly what not to do in a marriage, but I don't know what to tell you what to do. Yeah. And so I convinced my to do, and I was make a 17-minute video oor hierdie story. My story, our story, ons en saam. And I was just honest at the end. I said, hey, we want to help marriages, and I'm going to lose everything. So it'd be cool. If there's an opportunity for us, great. If not, bless you. Thank you for saving our marriage. We love you guys. En 2 weke later kry ons 'n email van die ops director in hoofletters. Oh my word. The whole organization has watched your video. Isn't a dry eye in the house. Yes, yes, yes. Uitroeptekens. We'd love to have a conversation. En so ek en Adele werk op hulle weekend workshop. Obviously in Amerika tyd, so dit maak seer. Maar that workshop has a 77% success rate. Ek het mense in my groep wat sê, hi, my name is Ruben, en ek wil nie eindelijk hier wees nie, ek's net die, want sy het gesê, sy sal die divorce papers teken as ek kom. Sulke goed. And every kind of brokenness, people who don't want to be on screen, 77%. I watched those people move closer together over 2.5 days, en hou handjies vast aan die einde, en sê, ons kan nie glo, daar's hoop vir ons huwelik nie. En ons coach vir hulle ook. So, yeah, just an unbelievable story. This woman is a hero. She is a hero. I'm just, net so dankbaar vir haar en vir die Here. Amazing.
Ek wil nie nou hierdie doen nie, maar ons moet dit gou. En dan gaan ons, we need to wrap up. Sadly, I wish I had like 3 hours. Ja. Ek dink julle kan 3 ure show volmaak, maar asseblief kom terug. Okay. Weer. Ek nooi julle sommer nou officieel uit.
Yeah. We'd love to.
You can share more details, specifically on that, want hierdie WhatsApp line is besig om uit te bom hier.
Ja.
En ek dink daar's baie mense wat met julle kan relate, en ek seker daarvan julle sal kan help. We're going to wrap up net nie nou.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Ok, so, kom ons doen het, 8:47, Rain, ek dink, kom ons doen gaan nog so 1 song, ons gaan nou, actually, we need to get to the song,
that's what, die actual, die redes, en dis in die Here werk, wat ons besluit het om met Rain te chat, want ons is allemaal net obsessed met die leekie.
Ja, so we're gonna get to the new song, but just do one live for us, before we get there. Wat geef ons nou doen?
In Christ alone.
Oh, man.
In Christ alone. My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh,
fullness of God in hell, this babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, and up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse is lost, his grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, born with the precious blood of Christ. In life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, and Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Yes, see. Yo, Rain Man, your machine.
Yo.
Dude. Wow. Okay. We need to talk about the song. Ons het praat oor hierdie liedjie. But just before we get to the song, ek wil gou 'n moment vat. Dis Augustus maand. Dis vroue maand. En ons eer formidabele vroue wat genie merkwaardig is. En ek moet vir jou sê, Adele, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Op vroue maand wil ek vandag 'n moment vat en vir jou sê ek honor jou. Vir die vrou wat jy is. Jy's incredible. Jy's amazing. En dat jy so sterk op jou eie moes staan deur al daai. Well done.
It all to do what you did is not only something for women to look up to, but for men as well, because
absolutely
the journey you took to start with yourself and then not to try and save a broken man, broken marriage, but to just be better through God for each other and for yourself. Thank you. I don't think you realize what you guys did today.
Yeah, amazing. Right. Rain, asseblief kom terug hoor. We need to have another talk. Maar voor ons gaan, Jacksonville, quickly, what is it about? I know we need to wrap up.
Ek hoop altyd hulle vra nie hierdie vraag nie, maar actually it's a means to an end. It's a platform om hierdie story te vertel. Maar yes. Ek love musiek en my vrou is a fan, which is amazing considering where we come from. En so die punt van Jacksonville is, how do we create a space where we glorify God and we're able to tell this story? En ek is verskriklik lief vir country music. Ek loop 'n 8 jaar journey om te probeer uitfigure hoe die duivel daai ouens sulke amazing stories vertel in 3 minute. Like, it's just mind blowing. en so ja, ek skryf al vir 8 jaar, maar niks het ooit release nie. En toe dog ek, what a great time to resurrect some sort of, maybe not a music career, but just a platform. If God does anything with a song and with the band, wonderful. If it doesn't, it's cool. We got to come to Groot FM and om ons story te vertel en dat mense dit hoor.
Boom.
Yeah.
Just lastly, good God, what is it about?
Ons story.
Wow.
So dit begin 'n bietjie met, I don't have a clue what it's like to grow up in the South, but country's in my blood.
Yeah.
En on die choruses en die rest van die verses is rarig ons story en my story out of darkness into light.
I think at the end of the day, all you want is good God and good woman.
Yeah, yes.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you so much. Die mense gaan vra almal vir hierdie as 'n podcast beskikbaar gewees ek weier. No.
Not for my rest.
It's definitely going to be available as a podcast. Just lastly, people want to get in touch with you. Have you got an email address or something where people can chat to you?
Yes, absolutely. So ons het 'n social media kind of profile vir ons huwelik goed. Dis forever ever. Die nommer 4.
Ja.
Ever ever.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram and okay. all over the place. And if you want to get in touch with us, ren@foreverever.co.za. Okay.
Ek sal die details bekry. We'll put it up on the podcast as well yeah. afterwards.
En onthou, jy kan weer hierna gaan kyk op Facebook Live op hierdie yes. stadium. So die video gaan ook wees op Groot FM se Facebook page. So asseblief gaan kyk en yeah. dat jy net kan sien hoe hierdie twee amazing mense vir mekaar ook kyk.
Ja, ja.
And then, I suppose... Jacksonville band.
Yes, that's kind of why we are.
Op Facebook en in Instagram, Jacksonville band.
Dis natuurlik Renier Bester, ons stasie stem, maar natuurlik Jacksonville band. Now into marriage counseling, how amazing is that? Yeah. So asseblief gaan check hulle uit en gaan volg hulle. Thank you man, dankie jou machine, yeah. love you. Jy's nog altyd 'n machine, ek love you. Yeah, Adele, love it's the first time I met you, I've got the world's respect for you, yeah. and I'm your biggest fan now.
Thank you, thank you for having us.
Thanks you.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Ons speel uit, hier's Jacksonville met Good God. Ons groet met hom, ons speel, breek so'n bietjie die reels, ons gee nie om vandag.
Ja, vandag, weet jy wat, as ek vandag my werk verloor, ons daar hier.
Breaking all the radio rules today. Maar in elk geval, speel uit met hom. Dit was die Groot Breakfast uitgebring met die komplimente van Immunidew.
Immunidew, trotse borg van die Groot Breakfast. Met die regte kapsule staan kwale nie 'n kans nie.